some masks. I have a few masks.
We have a ton of masks.
Okay.
Does anyone need sanitizer, masks?
You got enough? You have enough?
Oh yeah, we have these here that someone just dropped off.
Okay. Well, I'm the same part of the same group.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
So,
fine.
Enjoy. Have a good day.
How about if I can
you leave? Want, and you can leave the bag here, and then I can restock.
Okay, cool. Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How are you? I got a couple of masks. I leave. All right. You know what? I'll take these with me. Okay.
Dr. Cook, he's the superintendent here. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Brantley, and good evening, everyone. First and foremost, I have a couple of thank yous. Number one, I want to thank the Catskill PD for helping out with this event. Chief Darling, his team. We have the Greene County Sheriff's Department, our Sheriff Kaminsky. Seen him here, give him a round of applause as well. Our New York State Police Department, thank them. Thank yourselves for being out here. And most importantly, the organizers of this event, we have Mercedes Brantley, Tarika Spears, Terry Spears, Monique Chestnut, and Sylvia Chestnut. And helping to put this demonstration together. And Chelsea Ivories, I'm sorry, that's the one for helping to put this demonstration together. So many people in such a short amount of time, so we want to thank you all for coming out. Just want to read some names. I didn't develop a speech. I like to talk from my heart, speak from my heart. So I'm going to read a couple names before I dig deeper into my personal feelings. Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown, Alton Sterling, Botham Jean, Atiana Jefferson, Ahmed Aubrey, George Floyd, just a few who have lost their lives by police brutality or by people who are in authority. So personally, as a man of color, I think it's very important. Again, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not representing anyone at this particular point. That I live this every day. Many of you live this every day, driving your cars, walking down the street, minding your business, just doing things, and sometimes you are targeted at particular points in your lives. So with this recent incident that happened, it kind of put the icing on the cake, where people said, enough is enough, And thank you again for our group, Enough is Enough, and I have a sign that says Enough is Enough. It's time. It's time that we hold our government officials accountable. Each and every person runs from office for changing policy, changing tactics, cultural diversity, training, the list goes on. As a school district official, it's important that we teach our children, the next generation, because they're going to pick up the torch and they're going to carry it, move it along, to treat people with love, respect at all times, to respect diversity, to respect one another, no matter who you are, because we all are people. Okay? So that's very important, that we teach the next generation the right way. Let's take this opportunity. Thank you. Before I wrap this up, this is a positive event. All we expect is positivity. Recently in the news, what you're seeing is negative things that are happening, and they're taken away from the emphasis of change. So I know we're going to be very mean, respectful here in the village of Catskill, but please don't let the negativity take away from the much needed change, because that's very important as we move along. So again, thank you very much. At this time, we're going to introduce our next guest speaker, Ms. Tarika Spears. Give her a round of applause, please.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. These words were written in 1787. 233 years later, we are still waiting for these words to apply to everyone in this country. Today, we are still dreaming of a day where we live in a nation where our children won't be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. As of today, every state in the U.S., as well as many countries, have processed it in some way to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement, specifically as a response to the recent killing of George Floyd. Today, we are proud to see so many people in our community who are now a part of what is now being called the biggest civil rights movement in the world. Rosa Parks simply wanted a seat in the front of the bus. Dr. King and many others simply wanted integration and for people to understand that separate is not equal. Right. Today we are marching to continue their work. We will continue to stand up and to speak on all of the social and economic injustices that continue to occur. I'm here to say today to say, stop seeing black as a weapon and see it as beautiful. I'm here today to say, please don't raise your children to not see color. Raise them to see color and the beauty in it. Enough is truly enough. We have seen enough names that have become hashtags with the words rest in peace and justice for attached to them. We have seen enough police get away with murder. And we damn sure have seen enough black mothers and fathers cry. As you march today, remember this is for all the Trayvon Martins so they can enjoy their Skittles and iced tea. So that the Breonna Taylors and Ayanna Jones can go to sleep and wake up the next morning. So that all the Oscar Grants can make it to their next New Year's Eve party. The Ahmaud Arbery's can go jogging. The Keith Lamonts can sit and read a book. And so that all the Sean Bells can make it to their wedding. Today we remember them, we pray for them, and we fight for them. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, we have come to have a non-violent, peaceful protest. I said, we have come to have a non-violent, peaceful protest. If you have come for anything else besides that, you missed the bus. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Pastor Craig, pastor of the Full Life Church here in Catskill. Come on, let's put our hands together and thank God for him.
God, we thank you today God, I thank you that you are our creator. And that you are a God of justice and peace and love. That's who you are. So I pray, God, that you would bring your spirit of love and peace even right now over our group. I thank you that you're right here, right now with us, wanting everyone, each one of your creation, to experience your love for them and a supernatural unity and harmony that can only come from you. We trust you, God. We love you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. Let's march.
But maybe Deb can take some.
And I'll need you, I'll see you at the courthouse.
At the courthouse?
Okay.
Those are for giving out to anybody who needs them.
Impressive group.
Yes it is.
Okay, in case you're wondering what's going on, I'm Neva Wartell, and I am now marching with the March for Justice here in Catskill, New York. And it's just gotten started. We're going to walk over what is known as the Black Bridge, and we're going to pass the police department and end at the courthouse. So along the way, I'll be asking people some questions. I will be asking people what has compelled them to come out today to march and what their own personal experiences have been, if any, or experiences of friends, family members, or people that they know. See, where can I start? Okay. Hi there. I'm with WGXC Community Radio, and I'm streaming this live right now over the air. And what's your first name?
Emily.
Emily and
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Lily.
Okay. And are you all from Catskill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what compelled you to come out and march today?
Well, me being a person of color, don't think it's fair that we have to get treated differently.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have, I know it's kind of difficult to do this while you're walking, but have any of you had any, have you been racially profiled and had any incidents, say, with the police or any kind of encounter that was harmful or unpleasant or uncomfortable?
I'm sorry.
I haven't personally had any experiences like that, but I know that there are a lot of people who have.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody among your friends or family who have had any direct confrontation or situation?
Luckily, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I remember.
I can't
think of anything. I'm a very self-inclined person. So I don't pay attention to things.
Uh-huh.
But that's just me. I get all my information from social media.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We had incidents with like some teachers that treated some others differently. And I don't know if it was based off of their color or because they just don't like people, but like it is what it is, and that's what we're here for.
I see, and I'm sorry. Oops. And what would you define as white privilege?
Well, they definitely, some white people get away with things a lot more than others, and they'll do the same thing that someone of color would do, and they would get off with something way easier rather than losing their life. There's my arm, hold on. Again.
I'll leave you alone after one more question. How do you feel that white people could use their white privilege to affect change?
Donating, protesting, like right now, peacefully. Yeah. Posting about it on social media, signing petitions,
being aware,
and not trying to use it against others that they have advantages.
Like Central Park Karen, for instance.
Yes, I don't like her. She's a legit definition of a Karen.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Three teenage students from Catskill. It's hard to ask questions and walk with a mask on. So there's probably going to be some... Hey. I'm seeing a sign, police without face masks are not protectors. There are a lot of really great signs here. Maybe while I'm catching my breath, I'll try to read. Oh, here we are. I am marching with Enough is Enough. That's the theme of the March for Justice here in Catskill, New York. Everybody gathered at the Catskill Middle School and everybody's been marching now to the Black Bridge, and we're going to cross the bridge. There's a lot of people here. I'm really no good at making estimates of numbers of people. There's a lot of people, and a really, to talk about diversity, a wonderfully diverse crowd, multi-generational. People are chanting. Lots of great signs. It could have been my son. I can't breathe. Fund education, healthcare, housing, food security. Somebody else has a sign that says defund the police. No justice, no peace. Equality for all. Enough is enough. Not all lives matter until black lives matter. I'm just reading some of the signs that are surrounding me as we march, as we enter onto the Black Bridge to cross the Catskill Creek. And white silence. If you aren't angry, you aren't paying attention.
See that sign?
When will the oppression end? Let's see. I think when we get to the other side, it'll be easier to talk to some people. And there's going to be a rally, I believe, in front of the courthouse. Now crossing the creek over the bridge. And it's nice and cool, actually, crossing the bridge. I'm sure there's, like, everybody I know here I can't see because everybody is wearing masks. And it's a wonderful thing to see because there's no way to socially distance in this kind of a situation. And I think people are really happy to be among other people after months of isolation and months of having to keep distance. Well, sometimes you just have to break that social distance, as long as you got a mask, of course. To ignore evil is to become accomplice. Let's see. People united will never be divided, I'm hearing in the background. This is proving to be a rather daunting or formidable task. Okay, I've got Debbie right here. She's right next to me.
Are you live?
Yes. yeah. So how would you define white privilege?
As a white woman, I've been pulled over by the police numerous times for usually having a headlight out. Not only did I never fear for my life, but I never once even got a ticket. For years now, I've been wondering how black people have the courage to leave their houses in the morning and get in their cars when I see that black people have to fear for their lives when they get pulled over by a policeman in their car for a minor traffic infraction.
Or possibly no infraction at all.
Because of that, I've been giving to Black Lives Matter for years, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to be at this march.
Thank you. And how do you, as a white person, think you could use your white privilege to affect real change in regard to systemic racism?
I am not sure.
Okay. That's an honest answer. It's a big question. And I think a lot of people are grappling with that question in ways that they've never had to grapple with it before. What do you think of the statement, I don't see color?
I don't know if that statement is ever something that could happen, but I think that the tide is beginning to turn in a very big way. I'm very hopeful about that.
Thanks. All right, so now we're on the other side of the Black Bridge and crossing through the roadway in front of the Crossroads Brewery in Catskill. I don't know. I think they go all the way. And there's
a table with free water. That looks awfully good. I think I'm going to grab one of those. Okay. What, do you want one?
No, I
haven't. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I guess I am.
Hi. There's a table. That's very nice. With water for everybody. Again, I'm marching with the group in Catskill. A lot of people here marching for justice for George Floyd and the innumerable others who have lost their lives in one form or another to the forces that protect systemic racism in this country. I'm gonna try to find some other people to talk to. Don't know if this is being broadcast. If it is, hi Tom. Right now there's I'm in a little break between people here. Just a short term lull till I encounter some others that I can talk to. We're marching uphill with a face mask on. So, a momentary lull. All right, people are stopping. We are on Church Street. Close to Maine, and we're gathering right by the police station. I think there's going to be some speeches. All right. I'm going to reach some people. Hi, folks.
Hello.
I'm streaming live over WGXC Community Radio. And what are your names? First names are fine, if you don't mind.
My name is Colleen D. McKinnon.
Renee.
Clark McKinnon, son of Colleen.
Are you all from Catskill?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And it might seem like an obvious question, but what compelled you all to come out and march today?
First, injustice. Injustice. Not only understand this is a black or white issue, but this is a humanitarian issue. Black lives matter, we matter, and it's glad to see the community come out here and support that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say on that? Have any of you had any personal experience where you were challenged by or racially profiled or
in our own personal ways, you know, here and there. But you know, we're taught to get over it, to overcome, you know, so that's what we try to keep moving on.
We just want to be treated equally. Injustice.
Do you have any friends or family members who have suffered in any way? And I don't mean suffered, but directly due to confrontation with law enforcement or the forces
that we know of.
Pretty lucky.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
I'm streaming live on WGXC.
Excellent.
Can I ask your name, your first name?
Laura.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
Originally from Vermont. Living in Catskill, New York for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a question for you. What do you consider white privilege?
I consider white privilege all of the things that have been handed to me in my life that were based on the color of my skin, and a lot of that could just be an immediate feeling of comfort with someone else because I have white skin and not black skin.
Do you have any friends or family members who have been racially profiled and suffered abuse in one form or another?
Definitely. I think in working in the service industry, especially when I lived in New York City, I witnessed a lot of friends, particularly Latina friends that were working in the industry with me that weren't given the same opportunities that I was given because they were Latina and they weren't white.
And do you, how do you think white people can use their privilege to affect real change?
I think that they can shut the fuck up and start listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. And on that, I'll shut the fuck up.
The rules have to change. That's the only real way to get change. That's it.
Oh, I'm listening. Matching. You're a mask twin.
It's
true.
I'm streaming live on WGXC, and I caught a snippet of your commentary and didn't get it fully. It'd be nice to hear it again.
Well, just the idea that
Kamau Johnson, Mayor Hudson, speaking.
Pastor Kathy.
Bible here, but I'm not going to just hold it. I'm going to read to you from it. Humankind in our image, according to our likeness. So God created humankind in the image of God. Look around you. You want to know what God looks like? Look around you. Every face, every life, every image with or without a mask, this is God among us. Now you know what God looks like. So I invite you, all of you, made in the image of God, to join me in prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you for each life here. Thank you for the lives we mourn today, made in your image. George Floyd was made in your image. Trayvon was made in your image, oh God. Brianna was made in your image. Eric Garner was made in your image. And we thank you for their lives. Thank you for this gift of life. Thank you, God, that though we were on our knees for 9 minutes, we stood up again. We can breathe. And for this gift of breath, we give you thanks. And we ask you, oh God, to speak to our hearts, to let this moment in life speak to our hearts and our souls, to convict us of the racism in which we live, in the system that is horrendous, for the pandemic of racism that we have been living with for decades, for centuries. Convict us, convert us, Lord, to your ways of justice. And eventually, Lord, teach us your ways of peace, grounded in love, that we may be the community, the beloved community, which you have called us to be. Amen.
Amen.
That was Kathy Schuyler, pastor of the Methodist Church here in Catskill.
Thank you.
shadow beneath thy hand. May we forever stand.
Sing it.
True to our God, true to our native land.
Definitely the most emotional rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing I've ever heard.
We're going to make our way. You guys are going to continue. We're going to take Marshall to the courthouse.
I'm going to continue now. Have all of Catskill and who knows from wherever else here on Main Street leaving the police station and now marching slowly down Main Street heading to the courthouse.
Matter!
Black lives!
Matter!
Black lives!
Matter!
Black lives!
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No racism,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No racism,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No racism,
no peace.
My brothers and sisters, I am sorry. I'm sorry that we are judged and our pain forgotten, our justice misplaced and our hearts presumed wrong, that our chocolate-rich skin is seen as nothing remote to unique, and our complexion isn't thought of as perfect, beautiful, just as Mama thinks. My brothers and sisters, I am sorry. I am sorry that we are misunderstood and not given the time of day, not given the same rights as them. I am sorry that we cannot play, cannot run free, run wild, love and learn like any normal child, because we are different, and forever that will be okay. We are loved, but live in a world full of wrongful communities. Amongst people with hate in their heart, and an anger so strong, it's for centuries torn our world apart. But you must understand, not all people are the same. Some appear different, but wish for us to be saved. They wish to protect us, and they wish to end the violence, delete discrimination, and break this worldwide silence. They wish to stand with us, and they wish to use their privilege. They support our aspired harmony, and they are doing what they can to speak it. It cannot be heard if we don't allow it, but by standing with them as one, we have the power to amplify it. We bleed the same color, colored blood. It's time we act like it. We are all capable of projecting heart-wrenching love, and we live to do so in harmony. It's time we make the human race the strongest known army. It's the world against the problem, hate against love, the world against judgment, never one against one. There is no race against race. We are all brother and sister, family and friend. We are a world craving societal and political change. So what will we do to make it happen? Our generation must act differently, and we must be original. Return America to the land of the free, and a land associated with love and opportunity. We must remain faithful. Violence has never solved violence, only causing chaos and corruption. Peace is protest, togetherness. That's what is loudly spoken. It is time we break history's wrongful repetition, do differently, and correct a prior generation's action. Become one, fight together, that is what we crave. That being the only given solution in which this problem will hither away.
Let them come. Let them hear. If you don't have a mask on, put it on, please.
Go behind the table.
Black
Lives Matter!
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Can everybody hear me? If I'm being honest, I don't know where to start. Do I start about a week ago when the policeman took a knee on George Floyd's neck, taking his life? Or do I start over 400 years ago when people of color first began to feel racial discrimination like this? My ancestors fought and they marched and they protested to get the equal treatment we so rightly deserve. But even still to this day, we're seen as savages, we're seen as thugs, and we're called out of control. But there is so much more to us than the color of our skin, like our intellectual intelligence. We strive to be like Obama or Mandela, but they still only see us as another Trayvon Martin, another Tamir Rice, or Sean Bell, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaun Arbery. I can't really breathe with the toxin of racism in the air. I want to run the extra mile because some people, their journey got stopped before they could even take their first few steps. And as much as they try to talk down our race, our color, I will happily go and chant, no justice, no peace. Having to look over my shoulder every time I walk down the street. I don't want to have to fear for my life or for my brothers or sisters either. I want racism to be gone so I can finally take a breather. As much as they try to break our community until we shatter, I will continue to protest. You know why? Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because Black Lives Matter. Have a poem by Devin Woods and Manaya Spears.
Our babies. So y'all gotta clap a little louder than that. So,
hey, Black child, do you know who you are, who you really are? Do you know you can be what you want to be if you try to be what you can be? Hey, Black child, do you know where you're going, where you're really going? Do you know you can learn if you try to learn what you can learn? Hey, Black child. Do you know you are strong? I mean really strong. Do you know you could do what you want to do if you try and do what you can do? Hey, Black child, do what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow your nation will be what you want it to be.
Guys, can you please shift more this way?
Because we got that so many people here. We got that many people here.
Beautiful. This is a rally in front of the courthouse in Catskill. And there are so
we're now going to have a message by Justice Brantley.
Today, we are here to create change. Create change for the better of this community. Change isn't going to be easy, but what in this world is easy? To my family and friends here today, we need to start educating each other on the reality of this country. We need to educate the children, the younger generation, on our rights as citizens and the injustices of our systems. 400 plus years of social injustice, discrimination, and racism. And people still don't seem to notice the problem. If they can't notice that problem, then those people are part of the problem. And that's where we, as a community, gotta educate. Enough is enough. Too many lives and souls are being taken from police brutality. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and hundreds of more. The list can go on and on. So when are we gonna realize that something needs to change? As a young biracial man in this day and age and in this society, I will start with, along with the help of all you, create a path for knowledge to the younger generation. And this does not end today, and it doesn't end tomorrow. And this push for change can never end until we are treated as equals. Black Lives Matter.
We are now going to be happy having a message by Dr. Hall.
I don't live in Catskill anymore. And so when my cousin called me and told me she was putting this together, I was like, all right, let me come see what my little town is doing. So I'm Dr. Rachel Hall, and I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. I am both honored and humbled to be here with you this evening. This is a proud moment for us, Catskill, but it is also very sad. As I stand before you, we are approaching the 155th anniversary of Juneteenth, the liberation of African American slaves, as well as the 56th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act signed on July 2nd, 1964. And yet our struggle for justice in the Black community has not been settled. We have been instead provided rose-colored glasses to try to blind us into seeing the era of Jim Crow, separate but equal, and the mass incarcerations of our sons, our cousins, our uncles, our fathers, our husbands. This systematic process is in which Black homes have been broken forever and forever wounded. Did you know that this process has developed a deep fear of the police? Did you know that this process has provided a narrative in many Black homes for Black children? If you ask any Black child, they will tell you the commands for police. State your name for them. Put your hands up in the air. Tell them you have nothing sharp in your pockets. And then stay silent and follow every command that you were given. Because this is the only way that you will come home to your mother. This is the only way that you will come home to your father. This is the only way. But we know now more than ever that that is not true. Social media has provided a platform for us to see the deaths of many Black and brown bodies, including Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and Tony McDade. And that's just recently, because we're still mourning the deaths of Eric Gardner, Michael Brown, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, Tamar Rice, Oscar Grant, Samuel Dubois, Walter Scott, Terrence Crutcher, Trayvon Martin, and so many more Black and brown bodies whose names have not gotten attention because their situation was not recorded. And so every time someone says, calm down, be peaceful, stand down, I say no. We will not stand down. In the words of Coretta Scott King, the struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it, and you win it every day. Tonight, I am grateful we are peaceful in our protest. But I also want to acknowledge that, yes, some protests have been violent. And I keep hearing people say, it's horrible that innocent man was killed, but stop destroying property. But I want you to try this. Let's say it's horrible that property is being destroyed, but killing innocent Black men has to stop. Killing innocent Black women has to stop. Killing innocent Black LGBTQ has to stop. Killing innocent Black children has to stop. The killing of Black bodies has to stop. So let's try prioritizing the right part so that people don't feel like they have to bust windows out of buildings for you to see and hear us. Let's try compassion and understanding and recognize your house isn't burning, but our house is. While all lives matter, they don't matter until Black lives matter. And so in closing, I will quote the great Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. So I stand with you tonight and say we will not give up. We will not lose steam. We will not lose hope. We will fight for justice. We will stand against police brutality with our voices and our hearts and our protests. Thank you.
Like, we ain't practiced this.
Okay. I would like to open up by taking a moment to recognize all of those who have lost their lives as a result of overt racism and police brutality. Clifford Glover, Claude Reese, Randy Evans, Yvonne Smallwood, Amadou Diallo, Sean Bell, Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Davis, Jonathan Farrell, Ayanna Jones, Eric Gardner, John Crawford, Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, The Charleston Nine, Sandra Bland, Corey Jones, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Terrence Cruther, Keith Scott, Jordan Edwards, Stefan Clark, Botham Sean, Atatiana Jefferson, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd, and the countless others whose lives were stolen and whose cases have gone unnoticed. The genocide of the African American community in the U.S. has been going on for far too long. We are here today marching for all of these victims, and we are marching for their families. We are marching for change. We are marching for justice. We are marching for peace. We are marching for equality within our community and the judicial system. We are marching for the hundreds of thousands of African American people who have been unjustly murdered on U.S. soil under a constitution that reads with liberty and justice for all. We are marching so our sons and daughters can grow up to become honorable, equal citizens in this country. We are marching because we are tired of our children growing up and becoming a hashtag. We are marching because our lives matter and theirs will never be forgotten. In closing, I want you to look around at all of those that came out today. Please take note of the neighbors, businesses, local politicians, and community leaders that have shown their support and those who have not. November is near, and we need to make our voices heard. And vote for those. We need to vote for those who have also realized change is not only needed, but is necessary. If you have noticed, there are various voter registration stations where you can register right to the left of us. And if you haven't already, please take a moment to register to vote, because this is how our voices will be heard.
Hello, everybody. In 1963, in the black church, we could not speak with our mouth. So I cannot speak with my mouth. Sorry. In 1963, four little black girls headed to church in their Sunday's best to attend Sunday school. They never made it home. That day, they were killed in well-known Birmingham church bombing. Their names were Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wellesley, Carol Robertson, Carol Denise McNair. This Monday, June 1st, 2020, six young black women came together for a cause, because we said enough is enough. Our names are Mercedes Brantley, Tarika Spears, Sylvia Chestnut, Terry Spears, Chelsea Ivory, and Monique Chestnut. We decided on that day. I learned that in church too, y'all.
So we decided on that day we would come together to do something for the cause. The amount of love and support we received immediately was phenomenal, and it caused us to start a movement. We don't plan on marching and going home to do nothing. We just want to acknowledge that things need to change right here in Greene County. Our own community shut down today because they didn't want to see us march with our signs. Emails went out to our county workers telling them to leave work early. That lets us know that we have a job to do. It is our obligation to make a change. In this movement, we will not riot. We will stand here and do what's right peacefully. We no longer want to pass Confederate flags driving in our cars. We don't want our children to be playing at Dutchman's Landing and a white little baby telling our babies they can't play because of the color of their skin. We don't want people to join our movement just to call the Catskill Police Station to tell the police that they're afraid, for the police to call us to make sure that they're not afraid. Well, I have a question for the Catskill Police Department right now. What are you going to do to make sure that we are not afraid of this unjust system? What calls will you make to make sure that our kids are not afraid of this unjust system in Catskill? You've been calling us all week. I know that after today, you, somebody going to get a phone call from the Catskill Police Department, because we are afraid. We're afraid for our kids to come out and go to school. We're afraid to pump gas. We're afraid for our kids to walk to get a pack of Skittles and an Arizona iced tea. So I know the phones is working in the Catskill Police Department, and I know they'll be making some phone calls after today. So together, we will make a stance, and we say enough is enough, because Black Lives Matters. This will not be the last you hear from us. And ladies, I'm going to tell you, I am so proud of each and every one of you, and I love you.
I taught her that, guys. Okay, so we as a collective group would like to just to take a minute just to say thank you. First, we would like to thank none other than the God that we serve. We thank God for the vision that he has given us, for the patience, persistence, and the knowledge to carry this out. We would like to say we understand as he understands us, because his son, Jesus, was crucified. Almost like a modern day lynching. Sounds like that to me. He was on a cross in front of a crowd who mocked and stared at him. Jesus, just like us, came out victorious. We would also like to thank our ancestors who have dealt with abuse and injustice before the town of Catskill even existed. Those who were torn away from their families, beaten, raped, killed, and were thought of as nothing more than just mere property. We would like to thank the pioneers who came before us, who created movements such as the Black Power Movement and the Civil Rights Movement. Two different movements, two different objectives, coexisted in history, fighting for the same. The Civil Rights Movement fought for equal laws and treatments with slogans such as separate is not equal and the integration of schools. The Black Power Movement had slogans such as black is beautiful and say it loud, I'm black and I know I'm proud. With the objective to be pride, to have pride in just being black. We will also like to take time to thank this people in this town who are no longer with us. Those who have made sacrifices and created and laid the foundation that enabled us to make the platform today. People that you may forget, like the Reverend Dr. Moses Carter, who decided one Sunday that the churches in Catskill, regardless of denomination or color, should come together and have and praise and worship during the summer months. We would like to thank Reverend Dr. Richard Turpin from the Second Baptist Church, who with one phone call... That's my pastor, y'all. Reverend Turpin, with one phone call, jumped into action to help us execute our vision. We would like to thank Kamisha Rose, who worked diligent to provide us with these shirts and our masks. Thank you, Mish. We would like to thank everyone who has donated water, snacks, resources, service, and their time. We thank everyone who had a positive post or a positive phone call. You all will be receiving a personalized thank you message from us in the near future. Now, I would like to take the moment to thank people who were way too angry to come out here and protest peacefully and decided to stay home. I hear you, I feel you, and I thank you for allowing us to come and do what we did today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Again, we want to say thank you. Thank you to all that showed up with their hearts open wide. And no, it doesn't end here. We must continue to work each and every day. So speak up. When you're witnessing injustice, speak up. Whether it's from a neighbor, a coworker, a friend, or whoever, speak up. This is how we'll be able to tackle the implicit bias from the implicit bias, which will help us end bear with me. My heart is open wide too. Speak up. When witnessing injustice, speak up. This is how we tackle the implicit bias, which will help end systemic racism. We must do what is right to make this world a better place. Our kids deserve it. So spread love, because enough is enough. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that was a treat, only those of us who have been to the Second Baptist Church in Catskill, New York, know what's coming next. And I hope y'all got some water, because we about to be set on fire.
We come today mourning the loss and celebrating the life of George Floyd. We're very proud of our youthful generation. Your voices have been heard. Listen, there's always a movement in time when society changes. There's a time for everything, a time to die and a time to live, a time to reap and a time to sow. We cannot afford this moment to be swept under the rug. We've come too far to turn back now. We're honoring the life and the death of Brother George Floyd. Police stations is in the United States. And 18,000 of them will change their training and their structure. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Today, the challenge has been made for every college in the United States to start a scholarship for new young black leaders of community service. In the name of George Floyd. We've come too far to break windows, steal hair grease, combs, television stands, and tube socks. It's time for healing now. And with this faith, it's time to move from those things that are behind and press forward to those things which are ahead. George Floyd is now an American hero. Black Lives Matter. I said Black Lives Matter. And they matter in the honor of George Floyd. Mama, I can't breathe now. That movement has turned the world upside down. The murder of this unarmed African-American man has shocked the world. Somebody say, shock the world.
Shock the world.
The United Mistakes of America has got caught on tape living in a glass house while killing and shooting and throwing stones in Madison, Wisconsin. And now around the nation, this movement has become the biggest civil rights movement in the world. Nations around the world, Brazil, Brussels, London, Berlin, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Lebanon, Italy, Toronto, France, in Houston, 60,000 have gathered. Vegas, Miami, Florida, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Beijing, Germany, Australia, Africa, and Catskill, New York. All of those towns, all of those cities, all of those countries has now lit the torch of solidarity. Enough is enough. What the world has seen was the straw that broke the camel's back. Police chiefs, FBI, superintendents, special service agents, lawyers, state troopers, undercover cops, school teachers, clerks, pastors, clergy, deacons, firemen, college professors, doctors and nurses, student and professional sports stars, even Satan himself has agreed what happened and the way it happened was brutality of racism. Woo! And the world is ashamed. I said the world is ashamed that black men in the U.S. has been a target for unarmed killings. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Yeah. In the end, we will not remember the hate and the wrong of racism, but the silence of our neighbors and our friends. Racism is the root of so much pain. Pain that African American men and women wake up with every morning. And it won't change until our white American men and women, neighbors and friends, stop hitting the snooze button and wake up with the courage to stand for justice for all. It won't change until they stand up every morning and live. No peace, no justice. With this change of life, there will be a new faith. But that won't happen if we turn this moment in history into robbing and looting and destroying property. No, we must not do that. That has heard the cry, the world has heard the cry of George Floyd. With this tragedy of I Can't Breathe Now protests, a change has happened. The world has heard your cry. Prayers have been answered. Now Black Lives Matter. Now Black Lives Matter. Now Black Lives Matter. The nonviolent protests of I Can't Breathe Now movement has made a change in our country. It has changed it into Now I Can Breathe. You don't hear me. Now I can breathe. The day is nearby when America will not judge me by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character, because now I can breathe. Darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate. Only love can do that. Because now I can breathe. America, we can do better. America, we will do better. America, we have to do better because now I can breathe. I need somebody to say, now I can breathe. The world has heard us. Now I can breathe. It's time to heal our nation. Equal justice for everyone in America. The second paragraph of the United States Declaration of Independence reminds us today from Thomas Jefferson. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men under God are created equal in God's sight. Yeah. Dr. Martin Luther King told us, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters or perish together as fools. We are not always matched who we are, but keep the faith. Coronavirus can't vanish your vision, and riots won't fix your recovery, but keep the faith. From generation to generation, there is our hope. There is the faith that when wearing black masks and social distancing is over, we go back into our churches, back into our businesses with a new outlook. With this faith, black men will not have to live under the rule of double standards or propaganda. With this faith, because I can breathe now, and black lives does matter. With this faith, Paul the Apostle wrote in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? With that said, we give honor to the Lord our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and to the George Floyd family, and the many others who died for this cause. We honor you and your sacrifice of your life, for we can live at peace with one another. It's time to dream again. It's time to dream again. It's time to buy homes again. It's time to get promotions again. It's time, because black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. We can't go back. We got to go forward. But we can't go by ourselves. White America can't go by themselves. Black America can't go by themselves. We have to go together. And the only way that we're going to get to the other side is if we go hand in hand. No more double standards. No more killing unarmed black men. No more pushing black women to the back. But walking forward, walking together, we shall overcome. It will happen, because the world has heard your cry. And now they stand in solidarity with us, not just in New York, not just in the United States, but every continent that God made has come to themselves and said, enough is enough. All right, everyone. All right, everyone. It's time for us to get ready to go. But we can't go if we can't bow our heads together in prayer. We're going to call for the First Lady of the Second Baptist Church to come and render our closing prayer. And let us, before she comes, let us put our hands together and thank God for this new generation. Yeah. These six young, awesome, beautiful, talented Black sisters of Catskill, New York. Oh, come on now, we do better than that. Come on.
I know there is a pandemic still in effect, but we know that the coronavirus will not kill us as much as racial injustice. So what I want everybody to do is just touch the shoulder of the person next to you. We came in solidarity, and we want to show a display of solidarity. As we call upon the name of the Lord, realizing that under his ark of protection, there is protection. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. Thanking you, oh God, for meeting us in this place. Thanking you, oh God, for leading us to this place. Thanking you, oh God, for covering us at this place. And now, Father God, we pray that as we depart from this place, that the precious Holy Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ, will continue to rest, rule, and direct our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for those who came together to bring us together. We pray your blessings to be upon them, oh God, that you will continue to endow them with your vision, that you will give them the strength that they need, that they may be able to run this race with diligence, realizing that it doesn't stop here. It will not end with amen, but we have a job to do. There is a movement that has begun, and it will not stop until every life matters in your sight, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask your blessing, oh God, to be upon our police departments, that they, Heavenly Father, may receive a fresh wind from you, that they will not go back to business as usual, that they, Father God, will learn to walk in righteousness, that they will protect the lives that they have promised to protect, that they will stand, oh God, for justice that they have promised to stand for, that they will walk in humility, that they, Father God, will continue to look unto you to allow you to be the author and the finisher of their faith, that everything they do will be pleasing in your sight. Now we ask your blessing, oh God, upon every home, upon every individual that has gathered. We thank you, Lord God, for sending them this way. We ask your blessing, oh God, to be upon the Floyd family who had to say so long today in his memorial homegoing service. We pray, Father God, that you will give them the peace that they need, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that as we walk, that we will walk in justice, that as we will walk in liberty, but as we walk, that we will walk in unity, realizing that you are God and above you there is no other. Bless us and keep us as we depart from this place, but never from your presence. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, to the all-wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power now, henceforth, and even amen?
Amen.
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 I want to say thank you again. We're going to walk back. If you want to join us, come behind us.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, wait for me. I got Bianca.